Next item on the agenda is the next item on the agenda is the Aid Americans with Disability Compliance Update. Greg, could you introduce the speaker, please?
Yes.
The mic over there.
Yeah, I'd just like to introduce Francie Moeller.
I can come up to the mic. Okay, I'll introduce myself. Okay, no, I can't hold it and give my speech. I want to thank everybody for giving me the privilege to follow all these wonderful speakers. This is really a group to follow for a 15-minute presentation. My name is Francie Moeller. I'm a consultant on the American with Disabilities Act. I'm out of San Francisco. And I have been working with the American with Disabilities Act since 1990 when I was trained to be a trainer on the ADA. Where do I start? Who are disabled? We're one out of every five people in this country. And we do not discriminate. We pick on you no matter what. We don't care what color you are. We don't care how rich or poor you are. We don't care what religion you are. We pick on everybody evenly, and every one of you can become me. I got here by getting hit by drunk drivers twice. Okay? Every one of you can become me tomorrow. And the minute you become disabled, you become a second-class citizen. Plain and simple. So, how do we change this? Many people are scared to death of the American with Disabilities Act. They think, oh my God, I'm going to go bankrupt. Oh my God, I got to make changes. The facilities are going to fall apart. Well, you know what? The ADA was not written to make anybody go bankrupt. And when I got here, you know what? I didn't go into the station with the intent to be the law. Everybody, a few people thought I was the law coming in. And oh my God, the station was going to fall apart and everybody had to change everything. That's not what happens. The intent of the ADA is to make everything accessible so that everybody can participate, regardless of whether you're hearing impaired, vision impaired, emotionally impaired, whether you are mobility impaired, and to make it happen in an easy manner. My job and why I came aboard to help Pacifica was to make that happen in an easy manner and try to work with the Pacifica Foundation stations to do that. And it can be done in a reasonable manner. Where do you start? I can tell you one thing, education. And attitude. Because I've had every attitude thrown at me since I've been with Pacifica. And I'm not kidding. From somebody telling me that the disabled were fighting to be bottom feeders, to people who were so excited they couldn't believe it, who were just thrilled to be working with me. I've talked to people who do your disabled programming, to people outside of the community who work with some of your disabled. I've talked to employees at some of the other stations. I haven't had a chance to talk to too many of the disabled employees because you were in the middle of a fundraising drive. Here, we can help the disabled. Some things are simple changes.
Could you hold
some
on a moment?
Might be a little harder.
Excuse me. Could you hold on? There are people in the back of the room having conversations, and you echo, so we hear you perfectly. If you could do those outside, it would help us attend to the speaker. Thank you.
So much of the ADA is very, very easy. It truly is. Let me give you an example. You've got two people sit working at the same station, and they're complaining because, oh, my back is hurting. Oh, my God, it's really bad. A simple sit-stand workstation can change that. Anybody know what that is? It's a desk that goes up and down. You press a button, it moves up and down. All of a sudden, you don't have back injuries. You don't have people complaining that their arms are hurting, their hands are hurting, because the station, it moves up and down with the computer. Now you've eliminated a lot of work injuries, okay? That can change many, many problems. And sometimes there are corporate sponsors who will donate some of this work. It just happens while I was here, we went down to see the Apple Cube, and the elevator wasn't working at Apple. So I kind of ribbed them about being a California company with a non-working elevator that just opened. Well, by the way, they just brought me up a free program on their new iSpeak. And they handed it to me for us to test. Well, they also have a brand new computer. And that computer has a built-in eye, so that I can be working with somebody who's in New York, and I can be working with somebody in San Diego, and I don't need a special camera set up. Well, guess what? That helps disabled a lot who can't get back and forth because of transportation or whatever. And I mentioned to them, well, if you had one set up in every one of your stations, and somebody has a problem, they can just go sit down at that computer, and they can, and they have a problem, they can call me. I can talk to them, and maybe we can fix the problem. Or you can be talking to people in all your different locations without needing special cameras, special hookups, or whatever. And I'm sitting there saying, do you know, there's a wealth of work you can do. They also now have a computer that you can tape record the information. I can't write. I've lost the feeling in my hands. Well, they now have a brand new computer that you can tape record the information. You plug the tape recorder right into the computer, and it prints everything out. Okay? Technology is changing to be able to put a lot of people back to work. And for disabled who've lost the use of their hands and so on, maybe technology is the answer. And this isn't that expensive. That's, and maybe some of these people will let you experiment with the programs. Okay? There's a lot of things that we can do that can make things easier, that all we have to do is ask questions. But that's why you have people like me who can help you. When I was doing the run through at the station, I videoed everything. Why? Because I can now go back home, and people can call me, and I can talk to them, where do you work in this station? Okay, let's see what we can do. Can we just move some furniture? A lot of it's just moving some furniture. I can also teach your people how to make arrangements if somebody's coming in. What do they need to know to get somebody from the airport to the station? For instance, not one employee told me that I had to come through the back entrance. Not good either. You know, backdoor entrances that went out a long time ago, but disabled are still being forced to come through backdoor entrances. We have to change that. That's not your fault. That's the law. Also, Pacifica has to figure out, do they want to work with a different set of rules at each location? Okay, California has one set of laws. New York has one set of laws, with the ADAG being the minimal law. Although New York is trying to vote in the international code, Even if they vote in the international code, right now, the federal law is what's called the ADAG, the American with Disabilities Act Federal Guidelines. And you can get that online. Although, I'm going to leave Peter a book I wrote, which I've already given a copy to Greg, that he can send around to everybody, that actually has a checklist of things you can do. And it's really easy because you can walk through a hotel, for instance, and you can have what makes a hotel accessible. So you don't have people getting stuck in elevators. That tells you what an accessible room looks like. There are things that we can help you make easier. And I want to leave a little bit of time so you can ask questions. I'm trying to rush through some things. I want to talk about programming, too. You have a disabled program here in New York. Let me see. I wrote it down. Called the Largest Majority. And the reason it's given that name, one out of every five people in this country have a disability. I don't think people know that. A lot of them are hidden disabilities. And there's a lot of people who hide their disabilities, and a lot of in different cultures, when people have disabilities, often they're blended right into the families. I have a woman who's been interviewing me while I'm here. She's Asian. And she was talking about how in some of the Asian communities, they will not call it a disability. They just call it old age, and the families just adopt the disabled person into the family. And I need to tell you that within the disabled communities, too, we're really at square one. I'm hearing all these minority comments, but, you know, the disabled community is not even as advanced at all as any of the disabled communities. We can't even get people to school yet. We can't even get them on transportation. New York is a blessing on transportation. You have no idea. I live in an area where the buses stop running at 5 o'clock. If you don't catch that last 5 o'clock bus going home, you can't get home. I can't get you to school. How can I get you an education? How can I get you to Pacifica to work on a radio show?
Ma'am,
be trained.
We have 7 minutes left, and the title was the compliance update. Could you tell us a little bit about the status of the compliance audit and what the state of things is and
what
we need to do on what time frame?
The only one I've done so far is New York. And basically, the doors... where do I start? You have a lot of problems at the New York store, the New York location, as far as it's, the doors are all too heavy. In fact, the law requires, for instance, a 5-pound pull-push pressure to open a door. Peter and I measured all the doors at about 17 pounds pull-push pressure to all the studios. Anybody with any kind of a problem with their arms or hands would have a problem, and I was told by one of the engineers that, oh, we have to have it because of sound. No, you don't. In fact, the law says 5.5 pounds inside, 8.5 pounds outside, and an emergency door is 15 pounds, and it must be fire-coded for that. The hall down the side is too thin, and you couldn't get into any of the rooms, and even if you got into the rooms, you have so much materials into the rooms, you couldn't even turn around. Okay, and a lot of that's just moving things.
The my understanding, you said that the ADA does not require people to go bankrupt. I assume it does require a plan as to the order of addressing priority and things like that.
Path of travel is your first priority.
I'm sorry?
Path of travel is your number one priority.
So will you be providing the executive director with a report that lists these things? And are we responsible for costing it out, or do you cost it out? And what is the implication if the cost exceeds our budget at any given time?
What I'm planning to do is work on a strategic long-range plan with some suggestions. And I want to work with some of the community that if you were to do these changes, what would you pick first? Because it means investing and raising money. We'll also look at suggestion, because I've heard from a number of people of a possibility of considering a move. If that would be your best bet, is to just move and go after a grant, that if you moved, would that be your best bet? Because then you can make the place accessible as you move. So I'm going to be looking at that, if that's a better choice for you, and would you be more beneficial? Because then what we would look at is, until you move, what could we do until that time to make it easier for you? So I'm going to need time to, of course, do that plan for you. Because then we're going to also have to finish talking to employees, since we weren't able to. A lot of things were preempted by me coming in on a day when you were doing a fundraising drive. So that's set everything back a little bit than what we had planned.
Will you be doing all the stations, or?
I will be going to all of the stations. This was the first one, although I have been to Berkeley already, and it was just on a normal walkthrough, and I've already seen a lot of the problems in Berkeley, and I've already had a lot of volunteer help from Berkeley people, and I will be working with some of the people. And I want to welcome questions, too. I want to leave some room for stations.
We have about 3 minutes left. Maybe we could do that now.
Okay,
would that be all right?
Let's do that now. Okay. And then I can, but let me tell you, I will be doing strategic long-range plans for each location.
Great. Thank you very much.
First
Don,
hand up.
Don, go ahead.
Very quick question. If a station is renting or leasing property, does that mean that compliance with ADA, the burden of expense, is taken by the owner of the building rather than the foundation? For instance, the weight of the doors, if they're not ADA compliant, wouldn't our landlord at WBAI be responsible for that? And to what degree is the landlord responsible instead of the foundation?
Now you know why we need to do some, which is part of my contract, will be to do some training. It depends on how the contract is written, on who's responsible, and whether the doors can be changed. There's a little mechanism on each door, and a lot of that can be just changed by the manipulation. Problem with the doors on the studios is they've got magnets on them that can be changed. You can do a different type of a locking system.
Thank you, Bob.
Go on. I'm sorry. Speak up.
Speak up.
I don't think it's Bob.
It's certainly overdue that Pacifica really take these issues seriously.
I'm speaking right into the mic. Okay. Thank you. I just want to ask about, you mentioned in passing your book, which I think all five of our stations need to get a copy of, and one specific issue. We've tried on the local station board here to make sure that every meeting we hold outside the station is in a fully wheelchair accessible place, but I think all of us would benefit from detailed numerical specifications that the door jamb should be this many feet, the bathrooms, and so on. And I assume that's all in your book. And maybe you could just say a word to emphasize to us all here who are all from local boards, sort of the outlines of how you make sure a place is truly wheelchair accessible and not just asking the proprietor, oh, can wheelchairs right. get in? And they say, oh, sure.
Yeah. You never ask the proprietor. They'll always say yes when it isn't. For instance, do you know that my scooter barely makes it into these elevators? And, for instance, Jane's wheelchair could not make it into any of these elevators.
Rip, huh? And then
no,
that's
no. She'd have to go into the freight elevator.
Just to clarify, the ADA compliance book that Francie provided has, as of about a month and a half ago, been sent to all the five stations. We only sent one copy each, but it's a copyable copy.
Rip, and then we're done?
Yeah, thank you. Just want to clarify, at a station that has a number of studios in place, is it sufficient to have one studio that can be interconnected, to have one studio that is ADA compliant?
Yes and no. If you're going to restrict all of your disabled shows to only one studio, then it has to be big enough so that they can have the same type of interviews as sure. everybody else, and they can interview more than one person at a time.
Sure.
Then yes.
Thank you very much for your time and your work, and we'll look forward to hearing the reports as they come forward, including the recommendations on how to take action, which we intend to
okay,
do.
Okay, and I will make myself available to anybody who wants to do one-on-one questioning.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay.